couple of weeks ago, the Fresno Police Department put out its end-of-year data on crimes in the city for the last year. And by those statistics, the city saw a number of crimes go down from 2017 to 2018.
Yeah, for example, homicides, shootings, and robberies were all down last year compared to 2017. So if Fresno PD has done such an effective job reducing crime, why was there such a big fight over Measure P? Just a reminder, Measure P was a sales tax on the ballot that would have funded parks, arts, and trails here in Fresno, and it ultimately failed. So Laura, you reported on this measure last year and the fallout right after. Can you add some context here?
Definitely. So the opposition to Measure P really came from a small No on P campaign that included Fresno Mayor Lee Brand and then local law enforcement leaders like Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer and Fire Chief Kerry Donis, also the Fresno Police Officers Association. They were all making the case that we should prioritize law enforcement before parks, or at least simultaneously with parks. And Yes on P, the group that was pushing the measure, tried to address this by saying, well, if the recreational facilities are improved, that will improve the surrounding communities in a number of ways. And then at the last minute, they also tried to add a small public safety piece pertaining to parks. But even still, the measure did not pass.
Okay, so bring us up to speed now. What are we looking at from the Fresno Police Department?
Right. So as we mentioned, the Fresno Police Department sent out some highlights for their 2018 year-end statistics. Compared to 2017, homicides were down 43%, shootings were down about 32%, violent crimes like rape and robbery were down, property crime was down too, calls for assistance were up, but that was the only notable increase among all those other things.
Okay, so that all seems like fairly good news. So considering that Fresno PD had a good year during 2018, why did it advocate so hard for money and ultimately push back so hard against a park sales tax?
Well, we should note that the fight wasn't just opposing this sales tax that singularly supported parks. It's also that Mayor Brand had his own proposal, a sales tax that would have funded both parks and public safety, but he ultimately withdrew it before it even made it to the ballot. And so I think the concern from the No on P campaign was that if a measure for only parks got passed, it would take the wind out of a public safety tax in the future, maybe because residents would feel overtaxed at that point. Or maybe the fear is that a public safety tax wouldn't be as popular unless it was coupled with parks. So, and then additionally, if you look at the city budget year after year, the city does increase funding for law enforcement to some extent. They get a good chunk of the general fund. So when I asked Mayor Brand, okay, why put up such a fight for money, he sent me an emailed statement saying that while crime may have gone down, it's not at what he calls an acceptable level. I'm not really sure what's acceptable except for the impossibility of no crime at all. But Brand pointed out that while the city is growing, the police force is not. So that's one thing money could definitely buy.
Right. So Brand is saying, despite a good year, crime will continue to happen and the police force may not be growing to meet it. So I know that you spoke to the Fresno Police Officers Association about this issue, too. What were their thoughts about these statistics in light of Measure P?
Yeah, I talked to Todd Frazier. He's president of the Fresno Police Officers Association. So he says those statistics may look good, but he thinks there are some caveats. Let's take a listen to what he told me.
We also have a reduction in crime, but the thing is, there is also a corresponding reduction in the laws, all right? Whether some laws were felonies at one time, where we would prosecute, right, or make an arrest and they would be prosecuted, to now they are misdemeanors, right? A lot of times arrests are not made now because they are simply misdemeanors.
Frazier also says that it's not just the classification of crimes, but also whether people decide to report it. So in his words, one shouldn't correlate a decrease in reported crime to the idea that law enforcement is fully funded or that crime is necessarily down overall.
Okay, that can make sense to me that some things might still be happening, just not being reported as much, but that can't be the case with things like murders and shootings, right? I mean, homicides went down by a lot in this past year.
Right, but I guess the way Frazier explained it to me, he kind of jokingly said that the best way to prevent crime is to put an officer on every corner, which they can't do if they're understaffed. And he said even if that were to happen, human behavior is unpredictable. So while crimes like homicide were down in the last year, you know, he's saying they could just as easily rise and be far and away above that in the next year.
You can't hire enough officers to be able to crush crime, so to speak, and make this a crime-free city. But the thing is, we do need to have the personnel to be able to adequately respond in a timely manner to those crimes and those incidents that do occur. And we're not there now.
Okay, so people who were against Measure P still say law enforcement needs a funding boost. That should be the city's priority. So then what's next for that? How might that happen? And could any future effort to do that coexist with a reattempt to fund city parks through a sales tax?
Yeah, so when I reported about this right after the November election, I got the sense that Yes on P folks wanted another try to pass their measure as is, just parks. But Brand recently said in an email to me that he has spoken with key leaders behind Measure P and really wants to compromise on, again, a public safety and parks tax. So I have a feeling that maybe something we'll see in 2020.
Okay, if that happens, we will look for your reporting on it. Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome, Carrie.